HTC Conference Championship. It was a heck of a ball game on Saturday up at over at Winston, I believe it was, for Grundy R5 and Mercer. Grundy led for a lot of the ball game. Mercer got the lead in the second half. Game win, I believe it went overtime. We'll double check that here. 48-42 the final. Mercer wins it after having a couple of more lopsided victories, one against East Harrison, one against Winston. Congrats on the success last week, Coach Owens.
Well, thanks a lot.
We had talked about how Grundy R5 was better and they were young, so you kind of figured that throughout the season that would be a team that they would get better as the season went on. How good were they against you guys on Saturday night, Coach?
Well, I thought they were very good. They defended well. They've done that in all three games that we've played. And then offensively, you know, they got off to a little bit of a slow start, but, you know, I think offensively they're improving also. They did some things that hurt us, and, you know, overall it's just a very good basketball game. We weren't real sharp. Maddie Fisher has kind of banged up her knee a little bit. We don't know what her status is, so she didn't play in that game. And it took a long time for us to adjust, if we ever did. You know, she gets about 20 a game for us, and when you lose that out of the things that you do, she's our leading rebounder. And so, you know, there were some adjustments that we had to make, and I really thought that our kids stepped up. I was really proud of Brianna Houck. She had 12 or 14 points in that game and had some huge threes and five in overtime. And, you know, she just really, really stepped up for us in a crucial situation.
Do you know, how does it look for Maddie for this week and for districts? Is there any news on that at this point?
Well, I'm not real sure. I haven't spoken to her today. She was kind of, she's definitely dinged up enough. She was wanting to play on Saturday, and we kind of looked over things a little bit closer and thought it was best to hold off. Hopefully she can get back and do something, but right now we're just kind of in a wait-and-see mode.
Gotcha. There is, you know, certainly you want players in that situation. You want them to play. When you do lose somebody like that in a big game like that, it does force some people into different roles, and if you can get Maddie back, that's going to be a good thing for your team in the long run because, you know, some of those players had to step up, I'd imagine, on Saturday.
Well, they really did. You know, with Gracie Houck Gracie Rogers and Bailey Houck both, you know, played more significant minutes for us. And Ashlyn Brown, when she was in the game, got a whole lot of defensive rebounds. And I thought going in that was going to be a key for us because Maddie does a good job with that. And Ashlyn really stepped up on, you know, getting the defensive boards. And defensively, I thought Bailey and Gracie were both very good in the defensive role.
Besides the fact she averages 20 a game, there's also just the fact that when you take a player like that off the floor, everybody just felt there's a calmness factor when Maddie's on the floor. That is something that the girls have to adjust to when she's not, correct?
Right. Yeah, she does both the inside and outside stuff for us. And, you know, it was just a lot different without her on the floor. And I think, you know, I think the kids felt it, especially in the first half. And, you know, we adjusted, and like I said, we had kids step up that needed to.
What were some of the big plays, especially when that game got close, when you get into a crunch game and obviously you're playing for a championship? What are some of the big plays or recollections that you remember immediately from the game, especially fourth quarter and overtime, Coach?
Well, you know, Emma Shipley was outstanding in the second half. She was, you know, they went a box and one on her because she was being tough to guard. And she had a three-point play, an and one, with probably a couple minutes left to go to cut it to one, and got fouled down one with 11 seconds left, and stepped to the line and hit two huge free throws to give us the lead, and then we fouled, and they went to the free throw line to send it in overtime, and then that's when you know, Brianna Houck hit a big run out layup, you know. So she got that, and then she hit a huge three just shortly after that to put us up five with about a minute and a half left, and that really sealed it for us.
Gilman City tomorrow night, much like Grundy, Gilman City's been a team that has proven in playing Mercer this year that they can play against you, so they're going to have a level of confidence. Just from seeing them the amount of times that you have this year, Coach, what's your thoughts just real briefly on the matchup tomorrow night with the Lady Hawks?
Well, they're very similar to Grundy. They've got very good guard play. They can score from the inside out. They do a good job defensively, and you know, they they pressed us a little bit the first time, and there again, without Maddie, potentially it's going to be definitely a dogfight for us, and hopefully getting back on our home floor will help us a little bit too.
East Harrison on Friday, so often, and I imagine this will be the case. Do you plan a senior night around that, Coach, just even with hosting districts next week?
Well, we're going to have senior night tomorrow night, and with our senior leader that we've got in Rainey Michael, I haven't mentioned her yet today, but she's been huge in everything that we've done for the last couple years for sure. But she's a kid that is a leader. She leads by example, but also is a vocal leader and lets the girls gets them some confidence, puts them in positions as a point guard to be successful, and she's been huge for us at the defensive end for many, at least the 3 years that I've coached her. And, she does a lot of the little things and also some of the big things. So, it'll be a tough loss, and I hate to have senior night for her because of everything that she's done. But, really proud of everything that she's accomplished in her years.
Districts will be at Mercer next week, and there's 2 weeks in the Super Bowl, and she's got an extra week on that. Patrick Mahomes' ankle, and that proved to be really important yesterday. Getting all the rest you can for a little bit of a banged up team. That first round bye that you have next week, Coach. That's a good thing for Mercer, I think, to not have to play in the first round.
Well, it really could be. Kind of depends on how this week goes and see how, how we bounce back from some of the things we've got going on. And we'll definitely come out no matter who we've got and do the best we can.
So I don't have the bracket in front of me, Coach. I know you're the one, so you play the 4-5. Who's in that 4-5 matchup?
It is Gilman City and I believe East Harrison.
Gotcha.
I'm not actually absolutely positive on that one.
Well, we do know this. There's the potential of seeing some teams that you're really familiar with in the conference next week, needless to say.
Right. They're all conference schools except North Harrison, which we haven't seen, and Green City, who we saw early. So Green City got the 3 seed, and I know they're playing really, really well right now. So, they're going to be a handful for anybody in our district.
So we'll talk about this more next week with Coach Owens. But the first round for the girls at Mercer, this is District 14, is going to be next Tuesday, the 21st. Mercer has a bye. Mercer's first game in districts will then be in the semifinals on Thursday, the 23rd. Coach, good luck with the games this week. Wish best of luck on the health side for Maddie Fisher, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.